Kinyan Lamed Zayin, the 37th Kinyan of the Memchas Tavarim Shater Niknas Bahem, is Noisei Ba'olam Chaveroi, literally carrying the yoke together with your friend. How does this relate to learning Torah? Rav Chaim V'lozhiner on the Mishnah says in his Pirush of Ruach Chaim, Noisei Ba'olam Chaveroi means to show your chavrusa and the person you're learning with that you're listening and trying to understand what he's saying. And he quotes the Gemara that we find many times in Shas, Tirguma Rava Libuda Abaya. Rava explained something according to Abaya. That means Rava went out of his way to explain something that Abaya said, even if he didn't necessarily agree. That's the way he understood it. Someone who's Noisa Ba'olam Chaveroi is used to looking at his friend's situation and his friend's feelings and trying to understand him. How does his friend feel? How does his friend understand things? How does his friend look at things? And therefore, when he learns with his chavrusa, he doesn't right away try to ask and argue and fight with what his friend is saying. He shows his friend an expression of listening, trying to understand. What are you saying? Let me try to understand what you're saying. And through that, it opens up a whole new understanding to learning. So, Noisa Ba'olam Chaveroi is a midah which helps a person actually acquire Torah, especially with the previous midahs of Dibuk Chaverim and all the things that come together with learning with other people. We also find that Tiferes Yisrael says that Noisa Ba'olam Chaveroi means, he says it refers to many different types of situations. He says, Hein B'tirchas HaGuf, V'hein B'Otzoas Mamon, V'hein B'Tzar Nafshoi. Whether you're going to help the person physically, whether you're going to spend money on his behalf, whether you're going to listen to his tzaris, the way he feels, anything that happens to your friend, you're not going to hold back from being matriach to give him etzah, to teach him, to do anything that will help him. He says, both in Olam Hazeh and both for Olam Haba purposes. We'll finish off with the Maharal. The Maharal in Derech Chaim says many times that a person, in order to be zeiche, to godless in Torah, has to put himself as part of the klal. And that's what he says, ba'ev esabriyos, and he says this over here also. Someone who's noisy ba'olam chaveroi, someone who understands and helps his friend with his burden, that puts him as a chelik of klal Yisrael. He's part of the klal. He's not a yachid person. He doesn't do things on his own. He does things together with the klal, and when you do things together with the klal, there's a separate and special siyata d'shmai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to a klal, and his klal Yisrael. And therefore, Noisa Ba'olam Chaveroi both has a mila in your personal growth and learning, and in getting siyata d'shmaya to grow as part of klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.